Morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You please rise and join us in worship. We praise our amazing God, our amazing Savior together. And we're starting off with Blessed Assurance and just wanting to give us a reminder of how amazing this assurance is that we have in Jesus. To not just go on autopilot, the song, you know, that we may know that's kind of imprinted on our hearts, and even just this truth that some of us may have known for a while now, but to just reawaken to how amazing this truth is, how amazing and incredible this assurance is that we have been given by grace of the Creator of the world, who is so mighty, so sovereign and majestic, and yet offers us this blessed assurance through his grace and through his mercy. Jesus, you are so good to us, Lord. You who existed before the beginning of time. You whom through all things were created. In you who rests all majesty and glory and honor. You, the creator of all things, chose to love us. Not only did you choose to create us, but even as we rebelled, you still chose to love us. Lord, not because of anything that we have done, but quite the opposite. Because of what you have done and because of who you are, because of your mercy, because of your grace, because of your goodness, Lord, even your righteousness, your holiness, the entirety of who you are coming into play in our salvation. So, Lord, we thank you for this blessed assurance that we find in your blood, Jesus, in your name. Lord, would you reawaken us this morning to how incredible of a news that is. Lord, would you stir a wonder within our hearts, Lord, and open our eyes to your majesty and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we go into this next song of worship together, I just wanted to share two short little verses that the Lord put on my heart and that we reflected on this morning in our devotion together with the worship team. The one is, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. That's 2 Peter 3:9. And then Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so wherever we find ourselves this morning, whatever season of life, whatever prayer you're still waiting for the Lord to answer, we just trust that his timing is perfect, his ways are good, and that our help is found in the maker of heaven and earth. So don't lose heart. Let's praise him and seek him together. Praise him in whether the mountain or the valley, wherever you find yourself.
I count on one thing. Fail me now. You won't fail me.
Because of the circumstances around us, but just because of who you are, Lord.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven.
Thank you.
stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who come to the Father are restored, and the Church of Christ was born.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Now and forevermore, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, we praise you. For who you are and for what you have done, we praise you. And whether on the mountaintop or in the valley, for what you are doing and what you have yet to do, we praise you. Father, you are the God that is beyond description. You are the God that is beyond majestic in the ways that we even understand it. You are other than us. You are high and exalted and lifted up, and yet you have come and you revealed yourself in the person of Jesus, the one who is King of kings and Lord of lords, who has humbled himself to become a man and to go to the cross so that our redemption could be paid for, so that our salvation could be made possible, so that healing and deliverance could come, so that hope would be able to arise, so that your Spirit would be able to light the flame and to start the church for the mission of God here on this earth, that all who call on the name of the Lord would be saved. Thank you. Until the day that you, King Jesus, return, we will praise you. We will exalt you as King of kings and as Lord of lords. Praise forever to the King of kings. We honor you, Jesus, this morning. We glorify your name. Holy Spirit, would you now, the one who has already lifted our eyes to Jesus, would you open our eyes to see him in a fresh way, that we would have encounter with the God who really is incomprehensible but yet knowable? Would you expand our vision? Would you cause us to stand in awe and wonder this morning at who you are, Father? We love you. We submit to your teaching of us, Holy Spirit. Have your way in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Thank you. And you may be seated. And the children from kindergarten through sixth